This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Lizards and Lizard Men.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Now, we're combining these because we wanted to give Demi Liches their own entry.
Yes, we did.
And we have a national period of mourning for Lycanthrope Month. So we have to make room somehow.
It's just 2 weeks. It is just 2 weeks of lycanthropes.
It can't begin on a Wednesday, though.
Right. Because otherwise, I would be upset. I'm not going to make you own that neurosis, Gary.
No, I guess I wouldn't care, but I'm kind of bummed out about Lycanthrope Month in general.
Lycanthrope Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm dreading it.
It's coming.
It's coming.
That cloud's on the horizon.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that the reason to combine these is there's almost nothing about Lizard.
No. And
Lizard's pretty bad.
Exactly. And Lizard Man is mostly just another demi-human. So.
Yeah. So lizards, there's four different types of lizards detailed here. Fire lizard, which is just a big wingless fire breathing dragon. And then three lizards that will put you in their mouth.
Yep.
At varying degrees of effectiveness, but that's the most imaginative thing they could think of.
This section guest written by Griffin McElroy.
Yeah. Is that? Oh yeah. Because of a big goal.
Yeah. Oh good. That's a good pull.
I think I only know that secondhand. I still have not seen that firsthand. I just think I was like, oh, that's a funny idea, but haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
That's one of those. I mean, I'm sure you have these things too, as somebody who, we have the same job. So we both have the job hazard of having media foisted upon us.
Yes.
On a near constant basis. And I'm sure you have things like that out there. They're like, I'm sure I'd like this. I just, it's just too big. And I'm too far outside it.
Exactly. It's ballooned up. And I've been on the McElroy train since 2007, back in the Joystick podcast. This stuff has accumulated. I would not know how to get somebody into that right now.
I'm sure I would like this. People were telling me about the TV show and I'm like, I would like that. But at the same time, there's just too many things I would like to get into it. The means by which you decide what to take the plunge on is something that is complicated and deserves more space, I think.
Yeah.
I got pretty cranky about Dead Space.
Okay.
When I was playing it. We haven't recorded that yet. And just the wave of two is much better. And it's like, well, I believe you. However, there's nothing about this first one that makes me want to go and play a better version of it when I'm 17,000 games deep in my backlog of pain.
Right.
It's one of those things.
It's tough. And that is a result of being so public with our consumption, at least.
Yeah.
At least when it comes to other people. I know better than to say, hey, listen to these 10 McElroy podcasts.
Yeah, it's just a lot there. And then I get, the Adventure Zone and I'd have to start from the beginning on that. And just here's probably with all of their podcasts and all of their stuff together, 500 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Months worth of listening.
Yeah. Months and months worth of stuff to listen to. Here you go.
Yeah.
And, it'd be cool. I'm sure I'd like it, but it doesn't that doesn't really matter. There's an additional factor to a recommendation.
Yeah.
Than that, I think.
There is. Well, Gary, I'll like them enough for both of us.
I don't dislike them.
I will listen to enough for both of us.
I
like those guys so much because their whole thing is hey, let's just be nice and good, and good stuff will come our way because of that. That is their entire steez.
Yeah, they seem very sweet. And they what I have consumed has been good.
Yes.
So there's a little bit. I've watched a few Monster Factories. I've read some reviews and stuff, and they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just feel like that ship has passed.
Yep.
Or something.
You just miss it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just missed it. I got into something else instead, and that opportunity is, and it wasn't something I don't dislike. It's something else I also like. I just got into something else instead, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So that's how I bringing this back to lizards.
I forget. So they could all put them in the mouth. It's like Griffin's Amigo corner. So you have giant lizard, minotaur lizard, and subterranean lizard. All of them make you pass a Ben Barnes roll.
Yeah, just in order to get out of their mouths, and that's literally it. The Minotaur one has horns, but it doesn't use them.
No. It's just for attracting mates.
Yeah, they use it. That's so ridiculous to have. Fire lizard breathes fire. Fine. Giant lizard can swallow you. Minotaur lizard has horns, but also can just swallow you. Mm-hmm. Subterranean lizard, underground, but can swallow you. Like, this is one of the worst entries in this book.
It really is.
This is really frustrating.
And like, so I recognize subterranean lizards. These are underdark guys, and they were in some of the Drizzt books. So like that's what they would use as mounts to like walk on the ceiling and shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why isn't that in this book? Why isn't that right here?
I think it's in there. I think it's it talks about how they can walk on the ceiling, but there's no mention of them being mounts.
Yeah. 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 Pretty frustrating, but you move on to lizard men, and lizard men are a little bit better.
Yeah, they're scaly barbarians.
Yeah, the scaly barbarians live in the swamp. Every once in a while, one has evolved to a higher state.
Yep, they turn into a lizard king. They turn into the front man for the doors. Yeah,
yeah. These things are actually significantly improved in the Volos Guide.
Oh yeah.
Because they talk about their like mentality and how they have this like weird alien way of thinking where like they don't any external factors, they don't ascribe onto themselves. So if something is like really, really nasty, you know, like there's a gigantic beast, like a Tereskew or something.
Yeah.
They don't think of themselves as scared. They just think of that thing as fierce.
Huh.
They only externalize their emotions.
And that would probably make like so they're probably sapient in that so that you can deal with them as like a society, or you know, you can talk with them. Here they're just like mindless, you know, orc likes.
The way that makes it sound to me is it makes them like lizard men going their own way, where like it's not them being shitty, it's just like women are X. You know, right. Or like it's you know, feminist are X.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's what it reminded me of. And yeah. Lizard men is like a really good term for those shitbags.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of like scaly, you know,
yeah,
scaly mouth, slimy dickheads.
Going back to first principles, almost evolutionarily, the lowest part of our brain is a lizard brain, right?
Yeah.
That is the part that is concerned with eating and fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, all I want to do is, I was just about to like cell phone and say like, all I want to do is eat these chicken wings. And then on my way to that cell phone, I thought about chicken wings and then got, I was just like, chicken wings. Like the way I've Pavloved myself in some kind of Primer-esque fashion, like I've created a way to like make just, you know, that thing make me want chicken wings, which I'm not going to get, by the way.
Right.
You know, this thing, my plans don't include chicken wings. It sucks.
No.
So I almost cell phoned, but these men go their own way. Also just, you know, just want to think about fucking and not the, you know, people, relationships that can sometimes spring around fucking.
God, I really want chicken wings right now.
They're really good.
Yeah. There's no good place around here.
I'm really sad about that. Cause even like mediocre wings are still pretty good.
Like there's a Buffalo Wild Wings, like 2 minutes from my house. Like I could get an order up and have some Buffalo Wild Wings brought to me. I'm not going to do
that.
They're
not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad. I think the Buffalo Wild Wings has underrated pickle chips.
I've never had their pickle chips.
Gonna go ahead and say it. Put it out there. I'm willing to make a stand.
I've never liked their sides that much. They were always overcooked to the point of being dry.
That's
been my experience, I suppose. Yeah.
Gotta quench that shit with an MGD afterwards. And some ranch acu sauce. Like
you have to reconstitute them with ranch acu.
Yeah, he's gotta get a. Can you take one of those IHOP syrup caddies, except with ranch, various ranch, ranchacue, ranchashire, and Roy sauce, and just kind of like
it's like a Neapolitan ice cream box with ranch solids in it.
Yeah,
with ranch and barbecue solids.
Yeah, and then what they have that passes for water, and you just like mist the whole thing, reconstitute the food in your stomach.
Yeah, you just mist it with a sprayer. Yeah,
yeah.
Tell me this, add a Buffalo Wild Wing, because that is the closest thing that we have to a universal scale for this. How high do you go on spice on the sauce?
I can go all the way on a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
I don't, but I can. Like Buffalo Wild Wings idea spice is not that. I usually go to like second or third from the top.
Yeah.
When I do wings, I do like half, like a flavorful, like, or sweeter, like a sweet barbecue, Thai peanut or something. And then I do something spicy.
Yeah.
And yeah. I can usually go two or three from the top. I can do all the way and have done it. That's fine.
Yeah. I like their medium is my thing. I'm not as into spice as you. I like spice, but not like that.
Yeah. It's part of the whole steez for me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I can't do it cause it'll destroy my guts.
Yeah. But. No. When I, in high school, when I wore contacts, we would always go to Buffalo Wild Wings and I couldn't sit at the same table with the Blazing Wings cause it would burn my eyes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The, I would eat one of these lizard men.
Oh yeah. Even though they don't taste good, they're they are not nutritious, and they only, even they, the barbarians they are, will only resort to eating lizard man as all, you know, as a last resort, like Paul Ryan.
Yeah they would rather eat humans and then rather eat demi humans.
Yes.
I bet you I could wring some nutrition out of this guy.
Low and slow. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.